Must be a record for consent items.
We're on.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun meeting for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled meeting. It is Wednesday, August 20th, approximately 11:15 a.m. I have no opening comments. Commissioner Grisman?
None either.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any either.
Okay, I would move passage of the numerous items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Daryl. We'll get right into discussion matters. Mr. Diller, NSB request for variance from settlement agreement.
Yes, I sent a memo out a couple weeks ago before I left on vacation and another one just a few minutes ago, but I think I can just get right to the heart of it here quickly. Two things for your consideration. One is way back in the 07-776 rate case, staff and NSB agreed that any generation facilities greater than 50 megawatts or a transmission line longer than 50 miles should require an ADP in front of us. And so here's an instance where we didn't really foresee this when we entered into that agreement, that a multi-value project of 70 miles only costing us $130,000 a year in annual revenue requirements. Total project cost is like $225 million, and our annual revenue requirements will be $130,000. So we don't really see a point in collecting $75,000 in filing fees and having a large case on this. It's beneficial to North Dakota, and it's a very small amount of money. So that's the first one, if the commission's fine with that approach.
Tell me again, you said it's an MVP project?
Yep, it is.
And tell me where it starts and stops again?
Big Stone to Brookings.
Okay.
It's part of that loop from Ellendale to the cities.
Okay. And that wasn't included in all that whole transmission stuff they submitted before, huh?
No, not part of CapEx.
Okay. Jerry, what would your thoughts be on this as the transmission guru?
We had discussion on this with the company before they filed it, and my thought was that it's pretty much a no-brainer that that this project is a prudent project, having given them the go-ahead for the Brookings project and the Ellendale project without this line in between those two spots. The Ellendale project doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah. But MISO has approved all of their wickets on this line, correct?
Yeah.
Because there was one of these we did before we held off on because MISO had not determined.
That was the Brookings line?
Yeah, but this one has all the blessings that it needs, so there's nothing out there.
Yeah, and the Brookings line does too now.
Yep.
So with only a small portion of the revenue requirements for it and major benefits to us, it wouldn't seem like it was necessary to have an ADP. I mean, I couldn't imagine ever questioning.
Well, let me ask the other way around, is that the when this thing comes to rate return, it might not be the three of us sitting here or any of us sitting here. What's the downside of the company filing their ADP and an abbreviated filing and having something? I mean, it's for their protection more than anything if they get an ADP from us.
Well, you know, the ADP was supposed to have been for at their discretion if they thought they needed some assurances. And then we entered into this settlement agreement that made it mandatory for these bigger projects.
Yeah, because they were throwing stuff out there that we wanted to speak early on.
Yeah. And in this case, I don't think they feel like they need the assurances.
Okay. Well, speaking for me, I guess I'm okay if they don't want that assurances. I'm okay with that. I don't know what my colleagues
think. And really we'd be saying we don't need it in this case because we required it, and now we're saying we're not requiring it. But that doesn't necessarily say that you would have to provide for recovery in this. But, I mean, obviously, it's likely that any commission would, given this project. I think it's fine.
The prudency of it is obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. The question.
Well, an extra filing, it's costly. It takes time. It takes staff time. I just think, yeah, let's not do it.
The question for today is whether you want to issue a notice of intent to amend the order to reach the conclusion that some people are talking about now.
Because we have to do something.
You would just be issuing a notice and not concluding whether to make them file an ADP or let them not file until the end of that notice period ran. So you're not, the staff is asking if the approach is okay with you, but the approach is a notice of intent to change that part of the order.
For this case.
For this issue. Instance. But yeah. Conceivably, if you want to consider changing more, we can put that in. Like how mandatory the ADP filings are. I mean, you can put whatever you want in. It's just a notice to go back and say, we want to tweak that order, we think. Anybody care? And then after that, you'll formulate how you tweak it.
Well, go ahead, Randy.
My initial reaction is I'm comfortable with these exceptions, but I don't think we want to, completely change the policy. I think it's probably still a good policy. And when there are exceptions like these that come up, we can just handle them as exceptions.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't want to unravel all the thinking behind that spontaneously.
But wouldn't it be less paperwork, honestly, if they filed the request for ADP? And they don't have to, they could ask for a modified filing and do the same notice period, and we could have a work session on it, which we just did, and approve it, potentially.
I don't think they had envisioned needing to notice this. They just wanted to know.
Well, you can't. I mean, I would go to the general. I thought it right away. It's not as easy as us just saying it. There's got to go back, and the order says they have to do it. So we can't just on our own verbal say we're going to waive that. You got to go through a process to waive it. So I would think that going through the process to waive it would be just as paper intensive and staff intensive as them just filing an abbreviated ADP that we could then notice that ADP and then at another work session.
What's an abbreviated ADP? I've never heard of this. Is this some specific a process that we have, an abbreviated ADP?
We would do the request for a hearing. If nobody requested a hearing, we could decide it in a work session. So I guess abbreviated in the sense that we wouldn't anticipate a big full-blown hearing where normally we would go through all the...
But their filing would be a standard ADP.
Right, but their filing could be a lot smaller because of the things Jerry was just talking about.
This project seems very straightforward. Let's just keep it simple and do this. This notice is very small. And we throw it out and does anyone comment? And the comment period expires and we have an... motion at an upcoming meeting that says we provide this exception.
Can we put the scope that tight? That's fine. I'm okay with that. Brandy, you okay with that?
With just accepting these two items.
Right. We would have to notice.
First item. We haven't talked about the second item yet.
But your notice would be to amend the order.
Accepting the first one.
For this first item.
But it would say specifically for this line and everything. It wouldn't be. Yeah,
okay. Yes, it would be very specific if that's what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
We should do.
All right, that sounds like a unanimous consent. So we'll need a special meeting probably to get that out as quick as possible.
I don't know if it matters. Yeah.
Nope.
All right, well, I see Commissioner Crispin has a special meeting down here at some point, so if you want to do it for that, maybe we could do two birds with one stone. Just throw it out there. Okay, is that all for Mr. Diller?
Well, the second item will be a lot easier. I was trying to be efficient, as always, and suggested in my memo that we just deal with the solar and generation facility that eventually will be approved by the Minnesota PUC as part of their competitive resource acquisition plan. I was suggesting we just do that through the restacking, but... NSP objected, not right away. They thought, hey, that's a good idea. And then they started talking to their lawyers and upper management, and they feel like just submitting an ADP and getting a rejection from the North Dakota PSC, if that should occur, would be a stronger message to Minnesota and cost recovery for the full project.
Sure.
If that's all right with you, then we don't need to do anything. We don't need to have an exception for this. They'll just file the ADP later in the fall when they know which projects Minnesota is going to approve. I think the main reason they filed that letter initially was just they were after they got beat around by us for not filing ADPs before they started building a project. They wanted to kind of keep us in the loop early. So.
And that's good. That was the intent.
Yeah. And so if that's all right, they'll file ADPs later this fall when they know what it is Minnesota wants them to do.
That sounds fine by me. Randy, Julie?
Good.
Julie?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. There you have it. MDU Menards, PCNN. I asked to put this on, and I never like blindsided my colleagues in anything. And I know Commissioner Fedorchuk, you were working on an order, so I guess for me, I don't need another work session, but we had the oral arguments. That was great, but I'm still leaning more towards capital. So do you want to put the order together? I'm happy. I don't need another work session on it. But I just wanted to let you know that I hadn't moved much since our discussion. So anyway, but I just don't like the suspense of not knowing if somebody's going to vote till the meeting. I don't think that's fair to the portfolio holder. I think you need to let them know ahead of time if you're going to dissent.
Do you want a work session, Randy?
I don't think I need a work session until I see the order, but...
Yeah, all right. I mean, well, that was my plan.
I'm not going to say for sure.
That's how I wanted to approach it. And, Ryan, the delay has been getting a draft order. Ryan has taken a fair amount of time, and his schedule has been busy, so he hasn't been able to get us something. I had hoped to get one by today or at some point soon.
I heard from Ryan, and... today was a little soon, and so I think he needs a little more time.
Well, I would say the other way. I mean, these people are contract attorneys. If they cannot get the time frame we need, then we go find other people in the future. He's setting the tone. This is not like our own staff here that we've got to work other priorities. We've hired out an attorney that has access to other resources. There should never be a delay on these people we hire. And we've never had this happen before with someone that is an outside counsel. That's the message I'll send back. Not the fact that I'm dissenting. I don't care about that. This order needs to be moved along.
Yeah, I agree. I've been frustrated. I'd hoped to get one by the end of last week. So tell Ryan we just have to have that order soon or we'll have to take other measures, I guess.
Okay.
Does that incentivize his return to do more work for the commission if he does not do this in a timely manner? So anyway.
Yep.
Couldn't be any more direct, right, Jerry?
Yep, understood.
Okay, so we'll just let that follow. So, Commissioner, whenever you're ready to bring that forward, just I wanted to give you the background.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see. Fargo Electric Reliability Conference. Mr. Lane.
I was pretty late giving you an agenda here. My email went down. Never mind.
I thought it was early, Jerry, actually.
But have you seen it there? There is an agenda. And I think it is what we discussed at the meeting last time when we discussed this. It looks then like our arrangements, we should go the night before. And I would suggest the Ramada Suites for a hotel room. That's what I told Jerry from NERC. And... if we were there with the same one he's at, we could maybe give him a ride to the thing in the morning. And
mm-hmm.
And so we can get a car. And
did you email that out, Jerry, or where did you put it at?
Shelly
distributed it.
Right here. It's this one.
Oh, thank you, Commissioner. Well, the only thing I would say, Jerry, is that we have to go through to make sure everybody honors the state rate. And so... I don't think you can pick a hotel. I mean, when I've stayed there before, you've got to go to state rate. So if the Ramada offers a state rate, then you can stay there. If the Ramada doesn't, then we got to go somewhere where the state rate is.
We'll check that. I just assume they would.
And I think they don't necessarily always approve a state rate because I've tried to stay there before and I didn't get a state rate. I ended up going right next door to the Expressway Suites or somewhere. So it varies on what night it is. And so on a Sunday night, we probably might get the state rate. That's one thing, is if they give us a state rate, no problem. If they don't, we got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, this is like a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and just for me, I don't need a billeting. I'll stay with my daughter at her house.
Okay.
I don't know. Stay with my sister.
Okay.
And Randy will stay at the Delta Tau Delta House, his old fraternity. So,
does that leave
dragging in
Randy?
Having not slept.
I'll take care of my own accommodation.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we all three hit them at the same time, if you want to do that. We tell them, well, you got three rooms here if you give us a state rate. Otherwise, too bad, Charlie. We're going somewhere else.
Well, they won't, whatever, Dre, but they're not going to, three rooms does not sway them. Either they're going to have it or they're not.
Yeah. Okay.
But don't worry about me. I'll take care of my own.
Okay.
On the agenda, Jerry, I thought that when we talked about it, really we're giving a half hour for three commissioners and Scott.
Oh, Scott's not going to be available.
There. Right, but his number two, Marshall, said is available. Marshall, yeah. Albright. I talked to Scott yesterday.
Well, it would have been, was it Marshall? I thought it was going to be Brad.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Did he say Marshall yesterday?
You know, I don't remember exactly what he said. If he said Marshall or Brad, I think he...
Yeah.
But the point is, I knew Scott wouldn't be available. But didn't we talk about having a little bit more? I mean, three half hour for four of us, if you will, I didn't think was enough time. I wanted to spend a little bit more setup time.
Brad is going to be very brief. I mean, yeah. That's just welcome to Cass County Electric. We're glad to host. And, you know, here's the details. There's the bathrooms over there, and we'll have a break. He's not going to really get into the heart and soul of the matters, I don't think. Maybe say a couple words about the importance of this issue.
Well, I just, if you guys are okay with that.
I don't know. I think it takes too long to get into the heart of it. If we pontificate for 45 minutes or, you know, longer, everyone's like, okay, when is this really going to?
Well, but that was the point, though. If we're going to do this time, I don't want to have 2 minutes. I want to talk for 10 to 12 minutes and set the stage for what it is that while we're doing this. I appreciate that, but I mean, if... I need 10 to 12 minutes, so if you're cool with that.
I think you've got it.
Okay. But if we don't get started at 8:30, okay, I'm cool with that. Just I'm gonna yammer 10 to 12 minutes. So, and you're last.
It's not like at 9.
So at 9 o'clock, I'm going to say we're done, and if it doesn't get to you, then that's the way it is, as long as you agree to that.
I'm not agreeing to that.
Well, then maybe you should give us some more time then.
I think we should just leave it like this and know that, you know what, agendas like this aren't always on to the minute.
Okay. They are in the Marine Corps world I live in.
Well, this isn't the Marine Corps.
It should be, by God. All right, fine. Commissioner Christman, do you have any comments on that?
Sign up for the Marine Corps.
So. 10 to 12 minutes will be sufficient for me, so I guess the question is...
For Julie.
Well... If I can go with 9, if we're sure that the Cass County person is only going to be a couple minutes, then I think this is fine. If not, I would be fine with starting at 8:15 as well.
We can also just add 15 minutes if you guys feel strongly about it. It's not that big of a deal, and we'd end at 1.
I would say why not do that? Because the fact that we're not going to start at 8:30. We just never start on time is part of the thing I was thinking. By the time we get around to starting, it's usually 8:45, and then we're all condensed.
Why don't we set it at 8:15 and know that it'll probably be 8:30?
8:30.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it'd be easier to...
It's a good reason.
Yeah. We better put on the end.
Plus media come, and they'll probably come for Tony's thing. So.
Yep, absolutely. Well, if we shift everything 15 minutes, that'd be great by me. I don't see that being a big shift, because that'd be all right.
Well, with one exception, so before we make that decision final, I don't know if it's just so obvious that it's concluded in here, but I want some time in a closing statement.
We can... I think that was sort of what we were thinking at the end, but we can change adjourn to summary and adjourn. Closing or whatever.
Closing.
Good idea.
So does that mean, do we want to trim anybody back? I mean, if we add 15 minutes up top and then put a closing on before we adjourn, you know, we're going to be in the 1:30 range. At what point would lunch be expected then?
You know, I'm wondering, if you run from 8:30 to 9 on welcoming, looking at an expected agenda, given 45 minutes for welcoming statements just doesn't look as good as a half hour on the agenda. If it runs over a little bit, it's no big deal.
Once I agree with Jerry.
Well, I don't think it's a welcome so much. It's a welcome and set the stage.
It's an opening, I guess.
Opening remarks, maybe more than a welcome.
Okay. I can change it to opening remarks then if you want to add 15 minutes to it.
Well, I would think so, because it's not just a thanks for coming. It's this is what I think. This is where I'm at. This is what I hope to get out of today with some meat on it, not just thanks for coming.
I agree with you.
All right, so Jerry, you got enough to go with?
Yep, I'm going to switch everything 15 minutes, change it to opening remarks, and change it back to closing.
Okay. Julie, any other thoughts? Nope. Good work, you guys, in putting this together. So who's all going again? It'll be the three of us. You're going. Who else is going?
Just Stacy.
Stacy, anybody else going? I mean, I'm not against.
Am I? For Tony.
Yeah. Well, I'm not against staff going if they can make it work, I guess is what I'll throw out there. I mean, as I look at Vic and Micah right here, there's a lot of people that are going to be heavily involved in this, especially, I guess, I'd never thought of it until just now, but brought it up. But I was thinking that between Mike and Vic, you guys try and take the lead in our EPA response. Maybe, you know, Stacy's expertise in writing and other areas, but I would think if you can work it in your schedules, it'd certainly be appropriate if you two go, and I wouldn't be against other people going. Just so it doesn't become 40 people over there. That's okay with Randy and Julie.
Yeah, I agree.
One of us will go.
Or both, whatever. I mean, it's this the one thing we're at this year is our travel. We're sitting okay for travel, and this is a pretty good opportunity.
Does anybody want to ride with
us? I'll be going down the night before, I think.
Okay.
I'll be with Randy at the Delta House. So I'm
good. Okay.
Oh, and you guys will be going down the night before, too. Yeah, since I'm staying up, my sisters, I'll just drive my own car so I can have a way to get around.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you, gentlemen, ladies.
But I would normally like to ride with you. I think it's fun riding with the staff.
Then we have to behave.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Commissioner Fedorchak, legal expertise update.
Yeah, we have done some interviewing on the of some attorneys, potential attorneys to hire for assistance on the rail, mostly the service issues. And I think we've had two good interviews. Randy sat in on both of them as well, and they both seemed, A, really interested in the work. I felt one of them has a lot more. One of them charges more. They both had a lot of really good experience. And so I just wanted to provide a report on that and talk about, get a sense for how you guys want to proceed. I would personally like to proceed in selecting one of them to get approved by the AG's office as a special assistant attorney general. This wouldn't trigger any immediate need to hire them or any costs, but it would make them available when we do need them. So that would be the first thing. And then the second thing is knowing after yesterday's announcement of the STB hearing, we need to determine what we're going to do there. I would envision speaking at that hearing, and we can all speak or have one of us speak. And the attorneys, did both of them propose how to deal with that, Alana, or was that
no,
just Peter?
Because Mr. Wilcox had sent his in earlier, and then when I sent the back to Mr. Full for the estimate, that had come up. So one provided estimates before that existed and one after. So they're slightly different, but you still can get sort of a feel.
Yeah. So we're really talking about both 4 and 5 on the agenda today. Yeah.
And Mr. Wilcox had not given a number, but he had talked about that monthly retainer.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big number, but the theory is if you only use up 2 hours of it, then it just carries over to next month, you know. But it would be paying a monthly amount. So I don't know if that's really
well, after seeing what they Peter came back with, I thought Mr. Wilcox was knowledgeable and had good experience and everything, but he was more expensive, and his style just isn't as forthright. And I was kind of impressed with Peter's outline after the STB of, you know, two approaches and clear on the costs. And I liked him more in the interview, and I liked his follow-up better, too. So I guess I would advocate for him.
And he did say on the interview, he did say it would be simply bill for what you use, not a upfront amount.
Yeah,
I think that's what I recall, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he said you didn't have to pay a retainer
right
monthly. Yep.
It's a big.
So, Randy, what were your impressions?
Well, I thought they both sounded good and very well qualified, and I'm curious for an explanation of how long it would take to get someone approved from the Attorney General's office.
That's pretty quick, usually.
I think it can be pretty quick. Sometimes it doesn't, the actual paperwork doesn't come, but if you explain that you need it, it can be made effective the day that you need it. Because, you know, they really can't bill us. You know, I worry about them being able to bill. I don't want them to do work before they're authorized to do work. But if their personnel in the AG's office is not out of the office, I think I can use an explanation and have it within, you know, maybe within 24, 48 hours, maybe by the end of the week, hopefully, or earlier. Even if it's not signed, it could be backdated to that.
Because the STB hearing is so new on our plate that yes. I haven't had a good chance to really go through and see what we would expect there. But I do agree that one or all of us need to be making comments there and participating in it. I don't know whether we need any legal advice to prepare for that or not. But beyond preparation for that meeting, I'm not willing to spend a lot of money on legal representation until we get through that meeting and see where they're going to leave it. If it's clear that they're going to crack down and do the job that they, I think, should have been doing months ago already, then we don't need to duplicate it. But if they're not going to, then we probably do need to do, you know, dig in more into what probably should be STB work.
Yeah, clearly. I think that, you know, this STB meeting is will dictate what happens beyond that.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think we should retain some legal counsel at no cost, just get the paperwork and get the person selected and get them ready to go. We can decide how we use them for our involvement in that hearing, and then they're available to help us beyond that if we need it.
Okay. And then I guess I didn't really answer your question. I started to, but then didn't get to the last of the point. I'd said that I thought both of them seemed very well qualified and fine, and I would defer to you as portfolio holder. If you preferred Mr. Fole, I would go along with that.
I would almost echo the same thing Randy just said. If you like Peter, I go with it. And the part of the STB, I'm already booked on the 4th somewhere else, so I can't make that. But I think if you can make it or both of you, that'd be great. But, Lon, I have a different question and a different extended question. When can we go into closed session and talk strategy? Because what's happening now, I'm not against, but I would like to share my thoughts on where I think our weaknesses and strengths are at. It seems like if we're under litigation, we can go into closed session. If we're planning litigation strategy, it would seem like that could be a closed meeting.
It can be a closed meeting if there is imminent pending litigation and you're getting advice from the attorney, and very well defined in one of those recent opinions I just shot around to you, because that was they had listened to the recording and said that wasn't getting – one was getting advice from the attorney, one wasn't. So at this stage – it did not ever seem to me to be imminent potential for litigation.
I would agree with that.
It's more background and hypothetical and that kind of thing. So, I wasn't providing any advice, and the other person wasn't, because he's not your attorney. the people on the phone are not acting as your attorney because they're not authorized to do that. So if you retain someone, then I don't know that, like, preparing to go to the meeting would qualify as pending litigation, you know, imminent potential litigation.
Well, just what I'm trying to get to, I guess, is that I'm certainly not against having Peter on as a retainer. I just don't want to spend any dollars until we all three have a candid discussion about what we're going to, what our thoughts are. And if that needs to be the three of us talking through it in open forum, then so be it. But it seems like that's a discussion that doesn't have to be open to the public. But if that's the legal thing, then so be it.
I mean, I think talking about a meeting that's going to be an open public meeting and what you've had a lot of discussion already at open meetings with railroads and stuff. And so anyone who cares what you're thinking is probably knows what you're thinking.
Right.
And what should we say? Now, one of the questions that came out in Peter's estimate that I hadn't thought about was written testimony. I didn't have time to talk to him, but I'm assuming he means like a bigger thing in writing and then the shorter statement. Okay, but I don't see any of that really as attorney-client pending litigation advice.
Where does this money
go? If we go to the talking about the complaint, then we would, yes.
Can I ask a question on that subject before you start talking about the finances? So, but in preparing, you know, I mean, this is big. This isn't just going to some field meeting where you're going to beat up on somebody you think isn't providing very good service. This is an official meeting of the STB. And so if we have retained counsel, it would seem to me that our comments there might very likely, it may very likely be that our counsel would want us to be making sure we remember to hit certain points that help set up a potential case.
Well,
possible. How would he or she tell us that if we didn't have a meeting on litigation?
And you're asking me for a bright line, and I don't have it right now because we're not there yet. But if we get there, I will confer with the AG's office and make sure we find line.
It's the same point that the three of us talked about before, as I see our comments to the EPA the same way, that they can't be just flippant comments because it's a basis of a setup for litigation. Yeah. And we've been resistant to bring in a counsel for that part of it. And see, that's what I think, that everything we say does have a tone to it.
Yes, I agree with you. But if we go back, I was very comfortable. I mean, I was, when I read that AG's opinion that I recently sent around, and they talked about the difference between getting legal advice on litigation or imminent litigation was different than thinking about the potential HR issues and who can sue for this or that. And we're still, I think, on that end of this, on both of those topics. But once you retain counsel, if you are thinking about formal proceeding and the pros and cons of that, and even if you have enough to go on, then that, I think, would qualify.
But the follow-on for me is, in order to obligate monies, the three of us should probably vote on it. If you're going to obligate monies, it's a budget item. And so what budget slice is this going to come out of? I'm just, for whoever wants to answer that. Because this is this first part is great, I think, and no disagreements. But in order to obligate money, we have to have a vote on that. And we have to have a plan of where that money is going to come
from. I would think so. And my initial opinion, and again, subject to check, would be that, like, assistance in your comments for this board meeting would not be the budget item of the rate complaint. It would have to be your general operating.
Agreed, but that's the follow-through of, I guess, however the plan to pay for this. Because I think everything's going good. But I just, that backdrop of, there's a point where we all of a sudden are considering obligating $800,000.
Yeah, right.
And
that would be after you get advice from your counsel about a complaint in a closed meeting.
But then when do you imminently decide you're going to sue? Because it wouldn't be until we have that discussion with them. It's a chicken.
Well, we're not there yet. We have to get.
And your decision to sue is not going to, I mean, it's going to have to be made after you have a lot of research and legal analysis done. But that is, to me, imminently
potential. I think the best way to do it is we'll have the STB meeting and we'll go from there, but then I'll have a closed meeting. We'll probably all have an individual meeting with the council because we can do that.
You can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
There must be, obviously from the soybean letter, you know, there's a notice, which I will figure out how to file. You need a notice of your intent to speak at the meeting. And it may be first come, first serve. I don't know. So I'm assuming that the commission wants that sooner rather than later. And I'm assuming there would be two now, like two individual commissioners speaking. And I will figure out how to do
in
that.
His breakdown, he does, list that as part of the informal assistant bid.
Yes.
$3,000 to $3,700 for.
Yes. But I was thinking, from what I'm hearing, we're not hiring him to do that for us at this point, because I think you have to do it right away.
Yeah, okay.
Because it sounds like it's first come, first serve, and the deadline is around the corner. But
okay.
Am I hearing that right? That I'll.
I think we should proceed with the notice of intent to participate in this proceeding and proceed with getting Peter established with the AG's office as Assistant Attorney General, and then we should talk about. I mean, I think it's a good idea to bring him on board to help us have an effective presence at this meeting for $3,700. Or I think we should probably not do the detailed full assistance, but the informal assistance. But I haven't checked with Josh to see how much money we have available to support this type of thing.
Yeah, it certainly sounds fine to me, Julie. The budget piece has got to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not worried about it. Like you said, the first turn is just what we're signing up for. I'm just going back to lessons learned in our coal litigation. We walk very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very meticulous.
A little different because we were being sued.
Agreed, but the process so that
that's a little clearer.
There's always a commission motion to retain a counsel, like you had Mitch's today.
No,
that's
but just
your
the steps you take through just to make sure we're all tracking it. And there's a point where we tick into the. I mean, we just got to be very careful as we go through it, obligate to know what we're doing.
So do we need that motion, or do we first get this firm licensed?
We first get this firm licensed. We'll have a special meeting if we need it, if we're going to need it to do on, to you know, use on this particular part of it. And when I talk with the AG's office about how quickly, because they have to get information from the firm, when I talk with them, then I will talk a little bit more about the line between the open and the closed.
Okay. All righty. Anything else, Julie?
I think that summarizes things for those two items. Alana, is there anything else you wanted to get?
I was just going to say that when I talk with Peter, I will also ask if it matters how quickly this notice goes in.
Yeah.
It may be you're all in the same pot, whether it's today or the last day. But it is for two speakers, correct? We're talking, do both commissioners who are going want to speak?
I won't know that until a day or two. Is that all right?
That's fine. So definitely at this point it's one and possibly two.
And if I can adjust my schedule, I will be there, but I have no intent to speak.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, going once, going twice. Any other discussion matters we needed to add? Okay, let's drop to scheduling. Sue. Oh, wait, not that quick.
Well, what was number five?
STB. We kind of merged them.
Oh, we kind of merged those two. Yeah. Okay, I realize it's getting late, but could I ask for about a 3 or 4 minute break?
Whatever you need, Commissioner, we're here for you.
Thank you.
Okay.